Monday morning, and it's time to do another Boo. Coffee Mumbo Jumbo has got some coffee here. A first, again, never tried this coffee before. Coffee Mumbo Jumbo listeners know that I've been to see Has Been Towers last Tuesday and met Steve Layton. Well, I've met him before, but I've met him in person and again and had a wonderful chat with him. So stay tuned, because I'm also going to do my write-up on the visits to this amazing roastery, an amazing factory almost of churning out one great coffee after the other. And I've got a bag here in front of me that Steve kindly gave me. It just says Carlos on it. Why does it say Carlos on it? Because this is the Costa Rican from Carlos Arrieta. It's a washed Captura. You've got to look it up on the website to know all about that particular bean and why Steve buys that bean, why he likes that bean. But I would encourage you to do that only after you've actually tasted it yourself, so that you're not, in a way, influenced by what he thinks about this bean, because it's about what you think about this bean. And I've pulled a few shots with it on the R58 dual boiler rocket espresso machine, and it is amazingly juicy. I had to adjust the grind quite a bit from my previous bean that I had, which was an Indian Elk Hill, a lovely creamy coffee, a totally different coffee, of course, different continent, different roasting methods, because it was from a different roaster, and a totally different bean. But back to that particular Costa Rican Carlos. Well, it is just extremely juicy, very sweet, mouthfeel a bit on the light side for me, very, very pleasant, and I've had a nice breakfast, and it just accompanied that breakfast quite nicely. You really know that you're drinking something special with this coffee, because it's not your run-of-the-mill coffee. You've got to pay attention. Your palate immediately gets woken up by this juiciness. And I would say it's not at all kind of in the zestiness of a lemon, a grapefruit, or an orange. No, it is a very juicy kind of summery fruit, I'd say. Bit exotic at the same time. I want to take another sip just to really let you know what my palate is experiencing while taking a sip of this espresso. I had to actually dose it. Well, I dosed it at 19 grams, and the extraction I was really happy with was about 28 seconds and yielded just under 30 grams of coffee. As I said, it's extremely juicy, and it's not pulling your juice buds together. It's just really, how can I put it? It's the sweetness and that fruit, that acidity, that beautiful acidity, really just immediately wakes up the palate, says, ooh, what have I got in there? Really nice. And it's maybe not as silky as other coffees, but it is, well, it is just beautiful. I haven't put milk to it yet. And I wonder actually if milk would enhance that drink, or just, well, it'll just make it into a totally different drink. I think I want to keep it as an espresso now. Just take another sip. It's very, very satisfying. And you know what's really funny, and what I always do, and this bean was no different. I just laid out on my clean kitchen roll. And with has-been, we kind of equate more of the lighter roast, but this is kind of a medium roast, I would say. It's darker than what I would expect normally to get out of a beautifully red bag that the has-beens are all in. But I would just suggest that if actually this bean probably was roasted lighter, it'll just be too wild. So, well, I'll tell you what, and talking to Steve, he just, not only is he passionate about roasting, I think he's just a genius about roasting. He just knows what to do with what bean to get the best out of that. And one thing that really amazed me when I was there, he just doesn't even connect his roasters to any computer or anything to profile. He just goes by all his senses. He doesn't even log his profiles. He just knows what he's doing. Well, that comes with the wealth of experience of, well, 10 plus years of roasting with passion and continuously learning more and more and more about roasting. So, wow, I mean, I've always been kind of really interested to understand Stephen's mentality and approach to roasting. I think I've got a little bit of insight now that I've met him. And I'm going to do my write-up soon. I've got a lot of material to go through and listen to our conversations again. Fascinating stuff. So thanks for that beautiful bean. And I will be tasting the other one. I've got a Kenyan peabody there as well. But I don't think that'll be for today because I just want to keep that beautiful taste in my mouth for as long as I can. And it's just lingering there beautifully. Oh, well, I am almost... Well, awestruck, I would say, although I don't want to kind of go OTT and exaggerate. Just thumbs up for that particular coffee and read it up. Go to the Hasbeen website. There's a wealth of information there for you to go through. And obviously the In My Mug video series is also really, really amazing and you can learn a lot. So thanks again, Steve. Coffee Mumbo Jumbo is giving you both thumbs up.